What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. And today on the show, episode 89, I can't believe we're one episode from 90, 11 from 100. We're going to be talking about putting yourself in the shoes of your future self, putting yourself in the fucking passenger seat, in the driver's seat, whatever the fuck you want to call it, in the front seat of the car, of the train, of the plane. You're driving this fucking vehicle, this train, this plane, to your future vision. You have to realize, guys, you have to realize that in order to accomplish anything in life, in order to accomplish anything, whether it's small or large, you have to put yourself in the fucking driver's seat and say, I am the motherfucking one. I'm the one to take me from level one to level 100. There's going to be nobody else that comes into your life that gives you the fucking blueprint or the cheat code to get you to that destination. You have to be the person. You have to be the driver. You've got to be the one. And you have to remind yourself of this every single fucking day. Because the moment you let off the gas is the moment that those inner voices, and we've talked about this so many times before, those inner voices, those self-critical thoughts start to arise, right? They start to arise and take over your brain and take over that momentum and the way that you're thinking, that positive, those positive thoughts and that affirmative action. They start to take over that positivity. And then what happens is they fucking hijack the plane. And then they're heading towards a fucking building. And then they crash your plane into the building. And then by then, you lose sight of what you were fighting for in the first place. And I'm here to tell you guys, a lot of you bitch and you moan and you say, oh, I've tried everything in the book to try to gain weight. I've tried everything in the book to lose 5 or 10 pounds of belly fat. And I just don't know what to do. I drink all this water and I sleep and I this and I that. And I'm here to tell you guys, wake the fuck up. You're making excuses. You're making excuses that you're not where you want to be, and you're not taking a step back and realizing you're getting in your own fucking way. You guys are literally the reason why you don't have a six pack. You're the reason why you're still fat, insecure, and not confident. Like, it's you. You've got to understand that there's no difference between you, between me, between any of the world's most successful entrepreneurs or business people or people that are just happy in general. There's no difference. The only difference is, and Steven, what's up, my man? The only difference is they over time consistently reminded themselves and affirmed that they are the fucking one, that I'm in control. I'm in the driver's seat of my own fucking destiny. This is my fucking plane. This is my ship, my train, my vehicle. And I'm going to drive this motherfucker to where I want it to go, you know? And that's how I look at my body. My body is the vessel. The way that I look is a direct reflection of the fucking discipline and the consistency that I choose to affirm, that I choose to live every single day. I choose that. People like to say, oh, you took steroids, or, babe, can you shut that off? Or, you know, you have good genetics, right? And it's fucking bullshit, guys. I spent 10 years of my young adult life investing into the gym, investing into meal prepping and supplements and education on nutrition and fitness and mindset and accountability. I invested that time and that energy and that money, and I was fucking consistent. I didn't take drugs. I didn't cheat. I wasn't gifted a six pack or a chiseled chest or big arms or a 205 pound physique at 5'11". I wasn't gifted that. I wasn't gifted the confidence. I had to work my balls off for that. And I'm here to tell you guys that can be you too. You just have to say, I'm the fucking one. You got to get fucking angry for this shit, guys. You have to fucking invest. You have to invest into yourself and say, I am the fucking one. No more excuses. No more. I've seen this time and time again with people that get on the phone with me, and you can hear the hesitation in their fucking voice. You can hear the hesitation, and you can hear that they want that change. They want it bad, right? But they don't want it bad enough. I'm here to tell you guys, if you want change, it's something that you must have. You have to say, I need this for me. I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of living the same fucking life over and over again. You got to get angry. You got to get passionate and emotional. That's the only way to fucking change. That is the only way. Let me get some fire in the comments if this is hitting for someone. If this is hitting for someone, I want to see some fire in the comments, Facebook, Instagram. Let me see some fire. I'm fired up today, guys. I'm fired up. I don't know when my last day is, man. You guys don't know when your last day is. You got to bring it every single day. You got to bring it every day. I went on the boat today. We rented a boat on vacation, right? I'm still on my phone. I'm posting on our Galloway roofing account, responding to clients. I'm in the DMs. I made a few posts earlier today. I did my morning routine. I'm on live now. What most people in my position who were on a six-day vacation, they would not have brought their laptop, their selfie light, their fucking iPhone set up. I have an entire massage table here for my body because I'm in pain 24/7. I don't have an excuse. I threw that shit in the dust a long time ago. I do not make excuses. That's not me. That is not me. And that has to be you if you guys want to fucking change. If you want to fucking change, you have to leave the excuses at the fucking door. When you decide to make a commitment to yourself, you have to go all in. You know, we had an episode on this. We spoke about the importance of realizing that you're the fucking one, and that in order to make a change, you've got to go all in. I have all my chips, and I'm putting them all in. This is it. I'm betting on myself, right? Jake, what's going on, brother? Happy fucking Tuesday. But you got to take initiative and affirmative action. Take the driver's seat. Take control of your own life. No one's going to do it for you. So if you're someone struggling with trying to lose weight, with trying to gain weight, my man Steven and my other guy Steven, they're both crushing the plan right now. They're absolutely destroying the plan. They're both up 5 to 6 to 9 pounds each in the last 7 to 8 weeks. They're absolutely crushing it. And the reason, guys, the reason why they're crushing it, why they're gaining weight, why they're feeling more confident, why they're happier, like you can literally tell in the tone of their voice, is because they decided that phone call that I had with them 8 weeks ago, they must have, because I didn't do it for them. They must have that day in their minds made the decision. I just invested into this program, into Chance, into myself. I'm making the decision that I'm the fucking one. Steven shows up every single day into the gym. I see his workouts. I see his logs. And he doesn't miss a day. He doesn't miss a meal. He shows up every single fucking day. And if you show up every single day and you do not cheat, I don't cheat. I continue to show up. I continue to say, okay, today I feel like shit. I felt like shit for the last 7 years. I still feel like shit currently right now as I'm delivering this podcast to you. But that isn't a fucking excuse. It's an excuse because I'm here delivering a message to you guys while I'm in pain, while I was on the boat for the last 7 hours. I have excuse. I worked the last 8 weeks on my online business super hard, 6 days a week, 8 to 10, 10-hour days, whatever it was. I deserve a day off, right? No, you don't. You do not deserve a day off if you want to make a change. You know, yes, in regards to giving your muscles, time to recover and taking a day. Yes, that's not what I'm referring to here. I'm more referring to a mindset thing. This is a mindset thing. This is the fucking blueprint. I'm literally delivering you guys on a silver platter the fucking blueprint to how I got to where I am and to how I get my clients to where they are. My clients pay me top fucking dollar to get them a specific result. And I'm literally handing you guys the blueprint and the main ingredient in my program. And that is affirming that I'm going to leave my excuses at the door and I'm the fucking one. the only person to change my life is me. And the more you can say that, the more consistent you decide to show up, the more momentum you're going to have on your journey. And the further away, the more space you're going to create between your old self and your new self. And when you can do this and you can see the progress, like my Stevens in the Relentless Life program have seen, you're going to realize, like, holy shit, I've had it the whole time, but I just needed somebody to wake me the fuck up and have a conversation with me or look me in the eyes and make me realize, wow, I have this fucking power, this unlimited potential. And you have to fuck like an inner alpha. And I talk about this all the time. We have it inside of us. You guys see I'm passionate. I'm emotional. That's because this unlimited fucking power is within me. It's in my body. And I want to share it with you guys. You got to wake the fuck up and say, I am the one. This is my journey. This is my life. And we have one fucking chance. We got one chance to do it right. Or at least do it to the best damn ability that we can do it. That's all I have for you guys today. I hope this fucking fired somebody up to take affirmative action. If this changes the mindset of one individual, I did my job. I shook the excuses at the door. I was on the boat all day. I still showed up for my clients. I still made my posts. I still did what I had to do. I'm still in pain, but I don't fucking make excuses, guys. I'm a real dude. I'm vulnerable. I'm transparent on here. And that's all that I can do. And guess what? If this changes one fucking person's mindset today, that's why I get on here every day, Monday through Friday at 12 o'clock. I know it's a little later, but we're still fucking here. Consistency is king. You guys stay fucking relentless. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I got to get to dinner. I'm going to read these comments after I hop off the podcast here. But if you guys enjoyed today's episode, you guys can tell them I'm fucking out of breath because I'm so fucking fired up right now. Like this energy within me, this passion is so unlimited. It's so unlimited. Like, you guys just wait until you see your boy Coach Chance back in the gym. Wait until I'm back in the gym. Wait until I'm back in my element. You're going to see, it's going to be pretty fucking phenomenal. It's going to be unbelievable what happens when I arise from this 7 years of being depressed. Not just mentally, but just everything. I've been suppressed for so long. So I'm excited for that day, baby. I'm so excited for that day. But thank you guys so fucking much for showing up today. I hope, like I said, I'm going to reiterate that message. I hope this podcast affected at least one person on a psychological level to realize, to sum up what we spoke about today, that I am the fucking one. I want you guys to wake up. First of all, anyone in the comments, I didn't do this and I like doing this. Anybody in my lives here, I see Steven, I see you're in here, brother. Jake, I think you're in here too. I want you to write in the comments, in all caps, cap this shit, I am the fucking one. Type that right now. If you guys are just tuning in, Ricky, I see you, bro. Happy freaking Tuesday. If you're just tuning in, I want you to type in before we get off of live here, I am the fucking one, in all caps. I want to see it. I want to see one person to know I did not just waste my time here on live. One person can get in the comments and say, I am the fucking one. And what that's doing, guys, is affirming that you know from today's training, from today's live, that you have the power. Steven, my man, I know you always show up. That you have the power from within. Jake, I see you, bro. I see you, bro. You're showing up right now. That is fucking awesome. That's legendary. You guys, Jake, Steven, my man, my guys, you're showing up and you're realizing that you have unlimited fucking power. You guys literally, Jake, Steven, you literally can do whatever you set your mind to. But you got to access that shit. You got to get fired up. Every day you wake up, you got to get fired up. Look yourself in the mirror. I'm the fucking one. I'm the one, baby. I'm going to make the change today. I'm going to do it for myself. That's what it fucking takes to change. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, you guys can leave a review on the Apple Podcast app. All you have to do is scroll all the way down, click ratings and reviews, and leave my show a quick review. That helps me spread this message to more people. So I'm super grateful for that. I'm super grateful for you guys showing up, not only for me, but for yourself. You guys should thank yourself for showing up today. You guys are fucking awesome. Until next time, Peace, love, much love, much respect. Let's fucking go, Alphas. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.